So a patient's name is Guadalupe, G-U-A-D-A-L-U-P-E, Guadalupe Marban, M as in mother, A-R-B as in boy, A-N. He was born 1-15-41, and today is 8-22. This is an 82-year-old gentleman recently hospitalized with CHF, shortness of breath, history of COPD, ascites, and prostate cancer, period. In the paragraph, post-hospitalization, patient was told that he would benefit from either inpatient or outpatient hospice, and the family is definitely interested in outpatient hospice, period. He suffers from atrial fibrillation, CHF, prostate cancer. He's had no radiation or chemotherapy or surgery. Also had a hernia surgery and a knee replacement 12 years ago that ended up in an infected knee and amputation above the knee on the right side. Period. New paragraph, he also suffered a stroke a few years ago. At that time, he developed a renal insufficiency and required dialysis via a fistula in his left arm. Period. Currently, patient is responsive only to deep pain. He's O2 dependent. He has terrible dentition. He eats very little. He is bowel and bladder incontinent and total ADL dependent, period. New paragraph, he's been married 65 years. He has 6 children, over 10 grandkids. Never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. Allergy, none, period. Medication includes stool softener, Bumix, 1 milligram a day, thyroid, 125 milligram a day, and Flomax, 0.4 milligram once a day, period. Review of system, weight loss, ascites, shortness of breath, atrial fibrillation, history of CHF, end-stage prostate cancer, recent history of stroke, O2 dependency, poor dentition, period. Medical problems as above, surgery reviewed as above, social lives with wife and family members. His wife is very concerned about him. As a matter of fact, she slaughtered or killed a chicken today to make him some soup, but no matter what she makes, he's not eating. He's sleeping about 18 to 20 hours a day. Sometimes he wakes up and wants family to get him up, but because of his ascites and the fact that he's complete and total dead weight, it's very difficult for them to get him out of bed without any kind of Hoyer lift. Period. Exam, 90 over palp, 22, O2 in place, dry mouth, afebrile, heart tachycardic with atrial fibrillation, rapid ventricular response, lungs, shallow breath sounds with bronchi, abdomen, positive ascites. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, above the knee amputation on the right side, fistula tract, left arm because of for hemodialysis in the past, right-sided weakness can be appreciated. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting on the left side. Assessment here, we have an 82-year-old gentleman recently hospitalized with CHF, atrial fibrillation, rapid ventricular response, with history of coronary artery disease, ascites. Ascites may be related to CHF and or his prostate cancer, period. He also suffers from prostate cancer that he has not had treated via radiation, chemo, or surgery, period. I believe he's a hospice candidate because of his shortness of breath, O2 dependency, ascites, atrial fibrillation, and suspect low ejection fraction, period. The paragraph is minimally responsive except for deep pain. He's ADL dependent. He's sleeping 20 hours a day. He's weak. He has severe muscle wasting, period. It's expected that patient will probably live will only live for a few months. The family expects this, and they know that hospice is the most appropriate course for their father/grandfather, period. Patient is expected to do poorly and is very much hospice appropriate. Thank you. Oh, other morbidities also includes hypothyroidism, history of BPH, constipation, peripheral vascular disease, status post amputation above the knee on the right side, which will contribute to his demise as well. Thank you.